Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a swingy jungle-inspired drum and bass loop in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it with an automation-first workflow. That means we're not getting lost in endless sound design right away. We're focusing on groove, movement, and arrangement first. In DNB, especially jungle and darker roller styles, that's huge. If the drums shuffle right, if the bass answers the drums, and if the energy changes over time, the track already starts to feel real. So the goal here is simple. Create a short loop that already feels like a tune, something you could keep developing into a full arrangement later. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB starting point, and it works great for jungle energy too. Then create three tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one for FX or atmosphere. On the drums track, load a drum rack. Keep it lean at first. You only need a kick, a snare, a few hats, and maybe one or two break-style percussion hits. On the bass track, load Operator or Wave Eatable. Operator is a great beginner choice because it can give you a clean sub very quickly. For FX, you can use Simpler, a noise sample, or even some vinyl crackle or atmosphere. Totally optional, but it helps the loop feel like it exists in a space. Now loop four bars. That keeps things focused and makes it easier to hear the swing. Let's build the drum pattern first. Start with a basic DNB skeleton. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. And some hats around the off beats or 16 THS. That gives you the frame, but right now it probably sounds a little too clean, a little too rigid. That's okay, we're about to bring the shuffle in. In Ableton Live 12, you can use grooves to give the clip a more human feel. Try dragging a subtle swing groove onto the MIDI clip, or use one of the groove pool options if you have one that feels close. Keep it moderate. You're not trying to turn this into a huge shuffle. You just want enough movement to loosen the grid. A really useful beginner rule here is this. Swing the details, not the anchor points. Keep the kick and snare strong and steady. Those are your foundation. Then let the hats, ghost hits, and break fragments lean a little late or move slightly off the grid. If you want to do it manually, open the MIDI clip and nudge a few hats or percussion hits just a little behind the beat. Even tiny timing changes can make a loop feel much more alive. In jungle-style DNB, the groove often comes from the push and pull between hits that are a touch early and hits that are a touch late. That contrast creates energy. Now add some ghost notes or break-style hits. This is where the jungle flavor starts to show up. Think small, quiet snare ghosts, light hat ticks, tiny rim-like hits, maybe a short break crack. Place them before the snare, between the main drum hits, or occasionally right after the snare so the groove feels like it keeps moving forward. And here's a really important point. If the ghost notes get too loud, the whole pattern loses focus. Keep them subtle. They should support the groove, not take it over. The snare should stay like an anchor. That's what keeps the DNB feel solid. If you want, you can also use Simpler in slice mode on a break loop and trigger a few slices as accents. Don't overcomplicate it. Just a few well-placed fragments can make the loop feel much more like jungle. Now let's move to the bass. Load Operator and make a simple sub-patch. Keep it basic. Sine wave, clean envelope, and maybe a little saturation afterward for harmonics. We want the bass to be solid, not flashy. In a lot of DNB, less is more. Bass is heavy when the sounds are strong. Write a bassline that answers the drums. Think call and response. The drums make a statement, and the bass replies. Then leave some room. Don't fill every gap. A good beginner bass pattern might use one longer note, then a shorter answer after the snare, then maybe a small pickup into the next bar. Keep the notes mostly low and keep the rhythm simple. Usually, the hardest part is knowing when not to play. If you want a darker edge, you can duplicate the bass and add a second layer with Wave Eatable or Operator using a detuned saw or pulse-style tone. Keep that layer quiet and high-passed so it adds attitude without replacing the sub. Now here's the big idea in this lesson. Automation first. Instead of spending forever tweaking the sound, automate a few controls so the loop feels like it's moving. On the bass, try automating auto-filter cutoff. Keep it a little more closed in the early bars, then open it up slightly later in the phrase. You can also automate saturator drive for a bit more edge, or utility gain for small energy lifts. Even tiny level changes can make a phrase feel more intentional. A really practical move is this. In bars 1 and 2, keep the bass filtered and restrained. In bar 3, open it up a bit. In bar 4, add a little more drive or brightness to set up the loop restart. That way, the listener feels a change in energy even though the notes themselves stay simple. You can do the same thing on the drums. Automate a little hat volume rise at the end of the phrase. Or automate a subtle filter move on a percussion layer. or add a small reverb send on a transition hit. Just a little bit is enough, and this is worth saying out loud. Automation should change the listener's attention, not just the sound. Ask yourself, does this move make the phrase feel more open, more tense, or more urgent? If the answer is no, simplify it. Now let's shape this loop into a tiny arrangement. Think in 16 bars. The first 4 bars are your intro. Maybe the drums are filtered or stripped back. Maybe the bass is hinted at instead of fully unleashed. This gives you a mix-in section, and it makes the drop feel bigger later. Bars 5 through 12 are your main groove. This is where the full swing really shows up. The drums are active, the bass is answering them, and the automation is creating movement. Then bars 13 through 16 are your variation or switch up. Remove one drum element, add a fill, maybe filter the bass down briefly, then open it again. That little change keeps the loop from feeling copy-pasted. A lot of beginner D&B sketches get too busy too fast. So if the groove stops dancing, remove one thing. One less hat, one less bass note, one less effects layer. Often that creates more movement than adding another part. Now do a quick low-end check. Make sure the sub is centered and clean. If needed, use utility to keep the low end in mono. Use EQ8 to high pass your atmosphere and FX so they don't muddy the bottom. You want the kick and bass to have their own space. Then listen quietly. If the groove still reads at low volume, that's a really good sign. It means the rhythm is working, not just the sound design. If you want to level this up a little more, try this mindset. Duplicate before you get clever. Make a copy of the working loop, then experiment on the copy. That way you keep your good version safe while still testing new ideas. Here's a quick practice approach if you want to follow along again on your own. Set live to 174 BPM. Build a 4-bar drum loop with kick, snare, hats, and a couple of ghost hits. Add subtle swing. Write a simple bass line with no more than 4 notes per bar. Automate one filter move on the bass. Automate one drum lift, like a hat rise or a tiny reverb burst. Mute one drum element for half a bar to make a fill. Then listen back at low volume and seize if it still feels like a jungle roller sketch. If it does, you're on the right track. The big takeaway here is this. In D&B, swing works best when the backbeat stays solid and the details move around it. An automation-first workflow helps simple ideas feel arranged, musical, and alive without overcomplicating the production. So keep the sub clean, keep the drums punchy, and keep the automation intentional. If you can make a loop swing, breathe and move with just a few smart moves, you're already thinking like a real D&B producer. Nice work. Now take that loop and push it one step further.